In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello everyone. Thanks for joining us again for this episode of Common Prayer. It's Kathy B. with you. And it's Friday, the end of another week. And today's episode will be our last one for this week, but rest assured that we're going to have another one for you in the new week starting on Monday. And today we're going to practice the prayer of examine together. And as a reminder, it's just been the practice of believers and saints for hundreds of years, and it is all about really following the lead of these saints of old and just slowing down and reflecting. And I know that especially for me, it's just way too easy to rush through my days and even my weeks and to not take the time or the effort to pay attention to or just recognize God's fingerprints all on and over my life throughout the past week. But nothing could be more important. It's like God intends it to be a lifeline for us. So let's slow down together and ask the Lord by His Spirit to help us to be present to Him right now. So settle in wherever you are, into your chair or your couch, or if you're walking, just pay attention to your cadence and take a couple of deep breaths and relax. And I want to invite you to attempt to hold the tension or the tensions that you have been carrying. All that you're attempting and trying to balance in your life today, this week, bring all of that tension to God and just hold it all before Him right now. And along with the prophet Samuel, just say this to the Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Your servant is listening. And I want to invite you to pray silently and ask the Holy Spirit to open the conversation with you today. Remembering that He is our Emmanuel, God with us. Holy Spirit, thank you for this time of listening. We invite you yourself to guide us, to reflect, and to hear what you want to say to us, and what you want us to see and hear during this time. It's yours. Would you take some time to review this past week? Just like a movie. And let the scenes from the week wash over you. And would you ask God to show you some of the times that you felt the most gratitude? Some of the times when you felt the most joy? And just sit in those moments for a bit. Don't try to do anything, but just watch them again, slowly, from morning until evening. And after you've seen that and you've noticed what is beautiful and what is good, would you just simply thank God? While holding those times in front of your mind. And then review your past week, or even just the last few days, if that's a little easier. Without judgment, without rationalizing or justifying, just let yourself experience the whole range of emotions that you have experienced. Maybe it was laughter, or some time that you spent with a friend or a loved one. A time where you experienced the deepest connection to God. And just thank Him. And as you look through your days as a whole, I'd like you to think about a few questions that I hope would just help you remember some times of comfort or encouragement that you received, as well as some times of even emptiness or loneliness that you experienced. What emotion or emotions did I feel the most strongly? When did I give, and when did I receive the most love? Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight those moments. Maybe it was through listening or praying or making or receiving a phone call. Just hold that before the Lord. When did I fall short of giving and receiving His love? When did I have the greatest sense of belonging to myself, to God, and to others? When did I have the least sense of belonging? And is there something that the Holy Spirit wants to say to me in this? And lastly, let's take a few moments to look forward to tomorrow and to the week ahead. And in light of where you've noticed and where you've seen God's fingerprints this last week, what are your hopes? What are your prayers for this next week? What might be a next step that the Lord has for you, that He's impressed upon you? Would you ask Him for his strength. And ask him to keep reminding you of his faithfulness this past week, for his help in carrying that assurance with you in the week ahead. And as we close, would you allow your heart to return to gratitude? Just thank God for his presence with you in this past week. Thank him for his presence in these moments together with him right now. And as we end our time together today, allow me to leave you with these assuring words from a beautiful hymn that is probably familiar to you. I hope that they fill you with hope as you finish this week and as you go into the coming week. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And now may the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit dwell within you and flow from you this day and in all the days to come. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.